You're listening to the NI Business News podcast with me, Simon Ross. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Seems barely a Monday goes by when we don't have an economic report of one kind or another. This morning, it's Danske Bank's quarterly analysis of the different sectors that make up the economy. Generally, it is pretty positive, with the bank saying that confidence is improving, boosted in the second quarter of this year by a higher number of foreign direct investments here. The bank tips the economy to grow by about 2.4% both in 2014 and 2015, driven in particular by a rise in business services jobs. Now, that's everything from recruitment companies to administrative and office support, which are predicted to rise about 6% this year. It also says professional services like accountancy, architects, lawyers are forecast to grow by a slightly less, maybe about 4%, with other sectors such as IT and manufacturing also doing a bit better. Now, what those percentage numbers essentially mean is more jobs, which of course is good news. But Danske Bank's economist Angela McGowan also says there's still a way to go before we'll see wages going up as well.
We've seen a good rebound in professional business services, growing at about 4.3%. Also, administration and business support, that's going to grow by nearly 6% this year. That includes, for example, recruitment companies, rental agencies, security services, those sort of businesses that really you see running in tandem with the economy. Once things pick up, they really pick up too. We haven't reached that tipping point where we see people's earnings start to rise faster than inflation, and that is really dependent on productivity improvements. It's something that Mark Carney had mentioned in his speech recently when he was talking about interest rate changes. There's things that the Bank of England are really looking forward to change. It'll give us a sign that the economy has really strengthened, and that again is all about productivity and wage growth. So far it hasn't happened, and I suppose though households really helped along by the fact that inflation has fallen back, so it's taken a bit of pressure off. But I do think they've probably feel a little bit cheated, that we can see all these indicators ticking up and moving in the right direction, but not their salaries, just not yet.
Not such good news for the public sector though, Simon.
Yeah, I mean, while it's great that obviously the likes of services and manufacturing are doing well, on the downside, Danske also said the public sector won't see really any growth. And it's also pointing to a cut in jobs over the next couple of years as the government's austerity drive really kicks in and forces local government departments to downsize. That obviously matters because we have such a large dependence on the public sector here. And this is Angela McGowan's comments on that.
No, if you look certainly at the Office of Budgetary Responsibility report, you can see big cuts ahead is what the government is planning for the public sector. And we see it in the local economy shedding about 2,400 jobs in this year and next. I think it's going to take its toll on the local economy too. It's a big part of our economy. But nonetheless, the fact that we're seeing the private sector starting to tick up, hopefully we'll be able to see overall an improvement in jobs as we see those private sector jobs coming through.
The Londonderry yacht will sail into the city this morning, having won its home leg of the Clipper Round the World Yacht Race. As well as being an international sporting event, Derry City Council decided the race, which stops in 15 ports on 6 continents, also has huge commercial potential. And because of this, the council agreed to a 2-race deal to sponsor the yacht at a cost of £1.8 million. Now, to tell us if it's been worth it, I'm joined on the line by Aideen McArthur, Investment Officer at Derry City Council. Good morning, Aideen.
Good morning, Simon.
Now, just with your surname there, anyone who's following this race will be pretty familiar with it. Could you just give us the family connection?
Yeah, well, Sean McArthur, the skipper, is my first cousin, so it's been a pretty exciting weekend and will be pretty exciting day for me, I suppose, at work and personally as well.
this figure, £1.8 million, would seem to be a lot to spend on sponsorship of a sport many people would maybe see as quite elitist. Has it been worthwhile?
Well, we had a very successful experience in the 2011-2012 race. People will know that we hosted a very successful stopover in 2012 and the lead-in to the City of Culture in 2013. And you'll see anyone who was here in Derry this weekend will have seen that already we're seeing a really successful stopover again. So for us, it's sort of twofold. We have the festival that happens here when the stopover comes in and when the race comes in, but also we're involved, you know, in bringing the name of the city out around the world.
So
and our brand as such, in the last race we would have generated a PR value of about £104 million. So we felt it was worth doing it again.
So what is the target then? What do you think this race will do in terms of PR, in terms of pushing the name around the world?
Well, we know already from the indicative figures that we've had to date from the media coverage that we're going to far exceed the value of last time round. So we've worked very closely in a number of stopover ports to do a lot of activation activities. We've a programme with Invest Northern Ireland and with Tourism Ireland. They supported us in stopovers in Cape Town, Singapore, and most recently in San Francisco and New York with major sort of activation activities. And Invest Northern Ireland took the roadshow, I suppose, that comes in. It's been described as a floating trade show, and they used it to, you know, to generate interest among companies that they're working with and trying to sell Northern Ireland and Derry to.
So, as well as the promotional side and of getting the name out there, there's a lot of other companies sponsoring other yachts. They'll be coming to the city. You're hopeful that'll lead to a bit of inward investment as well.
Absolutely, yeah. In this race, I suppose traditionally the Clipper Race has had destinations as sponsors, but in this race there are an increasing number of commercial sponsors. In the same way as we would have done activation in the overseas ports, all of those corporate sponsors are coming, the majority of them are coming into Derry this week to, you know, to visit their own boats and with their own clients to do their own corporate activation. So that, I suppose, is twofold. It brings a lot of corporate activity into the city this week that our local traders and local businesses will benefit from, but it also gives us the opportunity to showcase and sell the city. And we have a number of events this week with a corporate focus in mind, with a view to selling the city as an investment location and using the opportunity that we have this week with a lot of overseas corporates and a lot of, you know, influential individuals coming into the city to really show ourselves at our, you know, at our best this week and use that to bring spin-off benefits for us in the future.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.